Sinteros knows peace. This is the center of our world. That no matter what, Sinteros knows peace. Eyafik, the center of ecological diversity, the beautiful home of jungles and deserts alike, lives in peace with the planet itself. Not so lucky is its neighbor to the north, Urisa. In the west of Urisa, its people are united, but only by their desire to revitalize a landscape ravaged by ancient wars and a disregard for the world we must live upon. In the east, cities dominate the landscape, preserving people and cultures. Countless islands dot the oceans on our passage to the continent of Renga, first mountainous, then sprawling. In those mountains, children of the night find their refuge. Vampiric families lead their dominions and keep their secrets and their history. But not so far back that some of their children don't look beyond the mountains and wonder what else is out there. Elios is what the dwellers of the plains call their home. Nomads, bound by tradition so strong that it makes families regardless of blood. But even they are largely unaware that below their feet, an underground society so dark it is known as the Void. Their people find their peace in that dark, interspersed by bright points of shimmering light provided by magic crystals. They live unknowing that their heritage lies so far beyond everything they know, it ascends past the sky altogether. Sinteros knows peace because it knows balance. From the creatures that populate it from times of old to new beings constructed on purpose. From those who live only a handful of years to those so old they've forgotten more than most will ever know. From children to gods, everything carries the promise of a time long ago. Never again will greed and power destroy the world. Never again.